Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, weary travelers, come, warm yourself by the fire, and let us regale you with mighty tales, tales of adventure, tales of heroism, and of course, tales of Tamriel. I am your host, Arkinir Silvershield, back from Europe just to do this intro rightly, and joining me, Lotus of Doom. How's it going, Lotus?
It's good, but I feel called out over my botched intro last week.
Well, I mean, you've heard this intro for like 250 episodes now.
So. Yeah, but unlike Ag, I don't have it memorized. I have like the ballpark memorized. And then as we pointed out in the show, when you were moving stuff around, you're like, wait, you put mighty in the wrong place anyways. I was like, whoops, I didn't even type it right.
And then you put it at the wrong place as well.
Yeah,
Nailing it. So it's Tales of Heroism and of course Tales of Tamriel, again mighty Tales of Tamriel.
No, mighty everything. Everything's extra mighty. But welcome back. It seems like you had a nice fun trip.
It was great. I am now going through the sort of depressing side of being back in Turkey.
After, it's good to be home, but depressed to not be doing all the fun stuff.
It was good. I went to Belgium and Netherlands. I saw Spanky for the first time since knowing him for like 5-6 years.
Right.
I saw Daphne again. And it was good times overall. So
that's awesome.
Visited every Warhammer store in every city that I was in because we don't have one here.
It also did seem that way. Yeah.
Yeah, they're always great people to chat with. So yeah, this time I actually got some collectibles as well. I was like, I'm not gonna spend money, and then I saw stuff that
and promptly spent
weren't
money.
There before when I was in Cologne for Gamescom. And I was like, well, these look very collectible. So
urge to collect rising.
Yeah, like there were pins and stuff, and I was like, oh man. I like pins. Apparently, they have coins as well now. Like, every month, they have a new series of exclusive coins. And in one store, I saw them only in one store, and it was like, if you spend 80 euros, you are eligible for one of them. And I did spend more than 80 euros. The problem was I spent it across, like, 5 different stores, not in that store.
Oh, rip. Yeah.
So next time I go, I'll be like, give me coin. Here you go. I buy everything from here now.
Right. There wasn't any way. I mean, it's kind of wouldn't matter at this point, but I was going to say, I almost wonder if you could have showed them. It's like, look, I have receipts from all these stores, please.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I didn't want to put the like attendee there in a weird position either.
I'm not really at liberty to do this.
So I didn't bring it up. I'm just going to go prepared next time because I love my coins. They are the best type of collectible, in my opinion.
That's really cool. I'm glad you got to explore. Now we just got to get you the States for some ESO Elder Scrolls event thing.
I really want to come to PAX East.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one event I really want to go to.
Daphne's been saying the same thing. She's
I
want to go to PAX East. Maybe the entire East Coast.
The thing with that is, first I need a US visa, which is a whole another like undertaking. Second, because it's like a cross-ocean flight, the prices tend to be like 4 times, 5 times the flight to Europe.
Sure.
So, yeah. I can go to like Europe twice and have a week long vacation for the cost of just flying to US. So,
I, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. So I don't know. I really want to do. I just need to be rich within like the next. When is PAX East? March?
March, yes.
I just need to be rich in end like
of
3 March. Months.
You have all, you've got all of March, as a matter of fact. Piece of cake.
But maybe next year. Maybe next year. Because I really do want to visit all of you, like you, Pixie, Ag.
Yeah.
You know, just do like a tour of US. Or gather everyone to a convention so I don't have to tour the entire US. That would also be
everybody
ideal.
Just. Yeah. Right, have one of the ESO reveals type of thing where they can just cluster us all together again.
Sort of have a like Tales of Tamriel IRL gathering of sort. You know what? That would be epic. We could have our own convention.
Well, you know what? So on that note, after seeing here's our segue into the Spotify Wrapped thing, seeing as the amount of people who listen to us or have us as their favorite podcast or all of these things, you know, there's enough of us to fill a decent sized little center. Apparently.
This is true. Yeah. I mean, I used to organize conventions, so I have the experience to make one, like organize one. It just
and to be
to
fair,
be...
if we condense the idea of the Elder Scrolls Lorecast and Tales of Tamriel together, we definitely have enough for a convention.
Yeah, and UESP.
At that point, oh my God, yeah. And then we have a function hall at that point.
We are just going to set up shop right next to PAX East, like, but in a similar size.
Oh, yeah, just so be we like, can do the Bethesda game days, but we'll just rent the next bar.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. if you are not doing it, we're going to do it ourselves.
Yeah, we'll do our own. What do you call it? But yeah, that's pretty funny. So no, on that note though, it's joking aside, it's been very interesting. I've got some tags earlier and seeing all the, I really shamelessly love just seeing what people listen to throughout the year, be it podcasts and music and all sorts of stuff. I love this, like, Spotify Wrapped thing. It's just very entertaining because I like numbers and I like stats. They're just kind of fun to look at. And I was looking at some of mine and like my genres are all over the place. It's like it's like, oh yeah, you've got, you know, folk music and then death metal and then industrial and then techno and then funk. And I'm like, okay, and then it's got like video game music and also classical because Elder Scrolls music falls into that as well. So it's like, so I'm like, whoever was like, if anybody actually saw mine on staff, they'd probably go, what the hell is the matter with him?
Yeah. mine was similar. Like my top genres were rock, chill hop, because I play because of chill hop's freaking what's his name, the copyright free playlist. Power metal, medieval folk, and tropical house.
Perfect.
Like very relevant.
Yeah.
And then my top artists are Hash Sultana, which is one of my all-time favorite artists. Brothers of Metal, obviously. I love them. Daughter. And then Orden Ogan. And then Woodkid somehow sneaked in to my top five. Because I've been having the Run Boy Run on repeat while coding.
Okay.
Because the like, you know how there's this like very rapid I don't even know how to explain it, but like the section of it where it's like
The timing gets very, very intense.
Yeah. For some reason, that's been perfect to code with. It's like it triggers something in my brain. So I've been having it on repeat, but only for like the last couple of weeks that I discovered it. It to my top five. I
do that at work. Sometimes I'll just get in where I was like, oh, this is exactly in the like timing that I'm looking for while I'm working or whatever. And it's funny because like, so some of the things is just like, I will have just like, oh, I just found this song. And it's like listed as like, oh, you've listened to this 156 times. Like, good God, I found that like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah. But on that note, Tales of Tamriel also got its Spotify 2022 Wrapped because podcasts that are on Spotify also get it. And we do have some numbers that that makes us proud, really. I mean,
I it's still, especially after all this time that the show has been around are very unique, not schedule. I mean, the schedule is
wonk,
you know, it's a little weird. But the time commitment that this show has for a news-based show, these are not the stereotypical 1 hour episodes, which is like the ideal listening period for a podcast, which is what we aim for with Lorecast, like what can you can condense into an hour to learn something type of deal. Whereas we do not do that at all here. We derail in 9,000 different directions, and that's just how we record shows. And the amount of you that stick with these episodes, everyone wasn't kidding. They really did like long episodes.
true. So I do have some of the stats like screenshotted from the rap thing.
Yeah.
So in 2022, we released 32 episodes. So that's 20 weeks that we just skipped. So this is almost just, we only recorded half a year's worth of episodes almost. And these numbers are based on that.
Yeah, I've also noticed we have this tendency to be like a week and a half in between episodes. So it's like, I think after all these week and a half, it starts to add up. It's just like you're deleting weeks off the year.
But in just 32 episodes, we recorded 3,700 minutes. So 3,700 minutes of episodes. Hold on. I need to bring up the calculator to how many hours is that?
Whoa.
That's 61.6 hours. So 62 hours of episodes in 32 episodes. So that's almost 2 hours.
So the show is averaging almost, we're averaging almost double what the appropriate quote unquote podcast length is.
It's been listened to in 47 countries.
Which is wild to me.
Insane, yeah. Like
that is wild.
And hold on, I think I have the top five countries. So there we go. So top five are United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Netherlands, actually.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I did not bribe anyone while I was there to just like, before it's released, come on, download it.
Up on the charts.
But yeah, I wasn't, is this just like Spanx?
just by listening himself, to us on repeat.
And we had a 47% increase in followers in 2022.
That's pretty cool
itself. So it is, yeah, it is.
So all those people kind enough to leave us 5-star reviews.
So I have that as well. Our Spotify score is 4.9 out of 5.
Yeah, which is
in line with our iTunes one. I think on iTunes, we are also either 4.9 or 4.8, something like that.
Yeah, something so, like that. Yep.
That means it's true.
Yeah, good. Exactly.
What we say matters sometimes.
Yay!
So I don't know how they analyze this, but the listeners, so it shows something as your listener's personality, and apparently you all are the enthusiast, and it says your listeners are super fans. When their favorite podcast releases a new episode, they are among the first to know, going above and beyond to show their support, which we know to be true. So
indeed,
there you go. I don't know what metric they do to figure that out, but hey, they got it right.
Yeah, I was going to say, that tracks according to everything we've ever encountered with everybody, so.
Yeah. So, for 194 of you, we are apparently your top podcast. For 750 people, we are among their top 5 podcasts. And for 1,124 people, we are in the top 10 podcasts. So
that's crazy.
It is.
That's a lot of consistent people listening to us. Not even like, oh, I listened to an episode and that show sucks. Like that, I'm sure that happens, but it's just like that is a lot of people who consistently apparently enjoy the show enough that you still like to hang out with us. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I am too, honestly.
I'm glad that we don't just talk at no one and people are just like, why is the show still on?
Yeah. I wish iTunes did this as well, by the way.
I know, like, these are
fun. This is just Spotify.
Yeah, this is just the Spotify listener base. Yeah. So
apparently and not a lot of people follow. Like, they listen to podcasts, but don't follow the podcasts.
That's what I've heard, is that they don't, but like, they just, they'll check in, they'll listen, and that's it. They phase out. So like, I was hearing a lot that if you have like people who follow it, they're like dedicated because they want to listen to the new one. So they are waiting for the next one to pop up and to have it pop up in the feed. It was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and 35% of our listeners do follow, apparently, Tales on Spotify. And that puts Tales in the top 5% of most followed podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, again, that's, I'm honored.
So, yeah, some crazy numbers.
Yeah.
And then we have some fun numbers that, honestly, I have no idea how to... Like, for example, for some reason, between January 30 and February 5, we had 56% more listeners compared to the average week.
And wait, what was the date?
January 30 to February 6.
The High Isle reveal.
Oh, that makes sense. Because...
Isle reveal happened the week before that.
Yeah. So the highest averaging episode that we did apparently in 2022, these are all like 2022 stats, is the Isle hands-on testing and Previv event episode with 999% more streams than our average episode.
That's incredible.
1,000% more, yeah.
Just almost 1,000% more, but not quite.
Yeah, we were missing like
1%. That's one of the funniest stats I've ever heard. That is great.
But yeah, that was fun to see. Still,
that's
though,
funny.
Like, yeah, these.
Yeah,
are...
no, this is very humbling that so many of you still enjoy the show, especially since, like, you know, we've mentioned that there have been shifts over the years. Like, you know, neither of us were original hosts on the show. And I came on as a guest and then became a host, as well as you. And you've been here longer than me. And then we've had other co-hosts who have been able to join. And then life has gotten in the way and stuff. And it's like, I'm glad that the shifts have still been at least entertaining enough that people enjoy listening. Mm-hmm. So very cool.
And that's our Spotify Wrapped, which I guess brings us to, because this is going to be a very short episode, which I guess we should have mentioned at the very beginning, but we'll see what is our very short episode as well. You never know.
I was going to say, Maddie and I said we'll have a quick episode last week. It was 3 hours and 12 minutes or something that, which
I had to edit it in two parts again, because for some reason, Vegas Pro does not... export a waveform file that is the size of our episodes. So occasionally I have to edit them in two parts for Vegas to render them.
Amazing. And see, this will be one of those rare episodes that we don't hit our quota of having twice the twice the length of a standardized 1 hour podcast.
Yeah. So the main purpose of this, although we got derailed with Warhammer and then Spotify Wrapped, was to talk about this weekend's Extra Life Marathon, because a lot more things are now set in stone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave Lotus talk to you about the insane incentives that he has cooked up with the help of everyone. And our partner, UESP M1, it's okay. Lotus, take it away.
Yeah. So as much as I have tried to make this as streamlined as possible, and I've been trying to give information as I get it confirmed, because I don't want to actually say I can do something and then can't. That's lame. Which, you know, if I was a big mega corporation, I understand why a lot of times they don't say stuff until the very end, even though it's really frustrating. But it makes sense the more you kind of have to deal with it. However, I want to specifically shout out ZeniMax, specifically Gina, who was the one who hooked me up with the codes for everything. Bethesda, who I have a few contacts with at Bethesda. And then I added in some other stuff on my end. And then the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages, which Dave will be joining us for a show again after all of this concludes. So we can kind of do a year in review from all of us and, you know, being part of the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages and people really enjoying hearing Dave, who's the founder of the UESP. Figured it'd be great to have him come back, especially because I owe a lot of this year's help to him as well. I'm actually currently on my other thing, chatting with Deltia, who's kind of giving me some tips on organizing stuff, which is, you know, we've got to have Deltia come back at some point. Scheduling has been the biggest issue with us and him because, you know, everybody loves hearing from Deltia since he's returned. But basically, we'll start things off with the not negative, but my plan didn't work out. I had mentioned that I was hoping that Facebook or Meta would have their Giving Tuesday thing, which they technically had something, but it was, you need to be in a recurring sub to an accepted charity, and you need to be in the second month, and then they would match it in the next year. And I'm like, none of this helps. Like, this is not, it used to just be if you donate to an approved charity, like as long as you can prove it's a real charity and it's not a scam, they would just match you. Well, they didn't do that this year. So
yeah, okay. I mean, they just sunk $15 billion into the whole metaverse thing and failed miserably and fired like 10,000 people. So
So they might be a little more cautious going forward. However, I was like, whatever. That was my plan. I figured maybe I could get them. Couldn't do that. So I went in and looked at what I had made from just my Twitch stream over the year, which I will say is, as everybody knows, I wish I had time to stream more. Most of what we stream is this podcast or Elder Scrolls Lorecast. That's more than 90% of my streaming. I whenever I can, it's like, I love to stream. It's a lot of fun. I just don't, unfortunately, have the time to do it as much as I would like. But so many of you, and I've said this before, so many of you just passively sub because you know I'm going to donate it, which is really awesome. I do very much appreciate that. So many of you follow my channel, which it's like, it's woefully underutilized for how popular it looks for somebody who streams like three times a month, if at that. But I wanted to just say, I put it in as a donation from all of you. Year to date, it was $389. So I threw that in from everybody, and I have it labeled. You can check it out right on the page. It's from me, but it's listed that it's due to all of you, which I really can't thank you all enough for doing that. Especially, like I said, the fact that we made almost $400 and I like at my own personal streams, probably like 15 or 20 this year. That's so much more generous than I could ever hope for. So huge, huge thank you to all of you who do that. Even, you know, the amount of you that I know literally just sign on, even if I'm not streaming, and use your Amazon Prime things or your like Prime Gaming or whatever it's called now. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I've got it. So it just goes to you because it's like, I know you get half of it. And I'm like, well, that's fantastic. So much, much appreciated. That's been put in, and we are, let me see if I can actually see what it is right now. I'll give you an exact number just for the moment, just because it'd be helpful to have the exact number as opposed to me guessing. But so with that being dropped off, the event kicks off December 3rd, which is this coming Saturday. I'm starting up at 6 a.m., so bright and early. and I'm going to go for at least 20 hours. That's the plan. And then we'll get into you taking over after me. Mm-hmm. But the real thing is I'm going to just go basically for 20 hours or the best I can do. If we're still amped up and you need some time, we'll keep going. Whatever the case, it's just so as of today, which is the Wednesday before. So the date would be the 30th when we're recording this. You'll probably hear this in like a day or so. But we are already at $716 raised for the year with a goal of nice. 3,000. Yeah. So I set the goal for 3,000 because our friends over at the Unofficial Elder Scrolls pages are aiming to match what we get raised, which is incredible of them to do.
Yeah.
So we are doing a basically doing the best push we can to raise as much money for this as possible. And then the Unofficial Elder Scrolls pages is going to try to match what we do. And that's incredible of them to do. Huge shout out to Dave and the team over there. It's been a pleasure working with all of you. So you adding that to all of this is a huge incentive. So basically this goes into the milestone setup because we have milestones as a result of all of the people I mentioned earlier, because giveaways are fun, first of all.
Yeah.
Everybody likes giveaways, especially, you know, stuff from a game that we all share and enjoy. And thank you to everybody that has provided these. We're kicking off the first giveaway at $1,000 raised. So these are milestone ones. When we hit checkpoints of money raised, this is what we're going to give away. And we'll see how many we can reach during the stream. If stuff gets reached after the stream, we'll just figure out some way that we can do the giveaway a different way type of thing. Because again, until the last day of the year, we're going to be raising money for this. But at the $1,000 giveaway, we are giving away an Unofficial Elder Scrolls pin, a calendar, and a sticker set. Which is actually part of the Patreon, where we have an entire Orcish tier Patreon worth of giveaways from that, which we already shout out how many of you are Patreon subscribers at various levels. So some of these will probably sound familiar to people, but that's our $1,000 milestone. Then our $1,100 milestone is we are actually giving away a copy of High Isle on PC, followed by if we can hit 1,250, we have another pink torch bug to give away, and that is for any platform, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's not PC specific. We also have the Twitter giveaway thing, which I will just draw at the beginning of the stream. If you haven't jumped on that yet and you would like a pink torch bug, it's just a promo thing. You can check out my Twitter. Just comment what platform you want it on, and that's how I'm putting people in the list, and I'm just going to draw somebody to be a winner. Consider that the under 1,000 goal, just because we're starting so close to it, it's a little hard to pull off. Then if we can manage to hit $1,500, we're giving away an Unofficial Elder Scrolls Pages water bottle, which is like one of those vacuum sealed ones, it looks like. I personally have like a Viking one that I absolutely love. It's my wife got him for me from Disney World. Those things are great because they keep everything super cold. Morrowind lore book, which is like the art of Morrowind and all sorts of stuff. It's another Patreon tier thing. Yes. Four poster prints, which are 9x12. It's another thing. You can check all of this out if you go to the Orcish tier Patreon on the Unofficial
patreon.com/UESP.
Yep. You can just check it out. So that'll be at the $1,500 level if we get there. This one was a little bizarre, but I figured it's a good mix of stuff. So at the $1,750, if we manage to make it to $750, there is a what I'm just calling a Bethesda gift box, which is I've been given stuff from Bethesda, from event stuff over the years. I've collected some of it. I don't have places for some of it, so I kept some of it. They gave me a couple extra goodies, which I put in there. I had mentioned the fact that Loot Crate keeps sending me random loot crates, and I'm like running out of places. So I gathered up some cool stuff from the loot crates. I'm including that And I've got a poster of Tamriel, which is from the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. We've got some more stickers from the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. And I don't know why this was a mistake, I guess, but they accidentally sent me a second badge from QuakeCon.
Oh.
So it's just like, I know people like, I personally, I mean, if you ever see my streams or the live version of the show, behind me, there is a wall of just like medals Everything. From races. Yeah, my wall, I have this like wall of just stuff that I've done.
Wall of Bethesda.
Yeah, Wall of Bethesda, and directly in the middle of it, it's my the medals from Extra Life, my real life medals from races and stuff like that. And then I always keep my lanyards with the events that I go to on there as well. And this is like an extra one. It comes with a lanyard. It's the badge from QuakeCon. I'm tossing the extra one in there just because it's neat. So this is just basically a Bethesda hodgepodge of Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Bethesda just in general stuff, which we can ship out. So that there's that. Then we get into the last three, which are kind of, I feel like the, well, two of them are granddaddies. One of them is just, I always have to do something, I guess, for myself if we can manage to ever get here. But at $2,000, there is a unofficial Elder Scrolls pages have done a Daedric magnet set, which they are rune stones of all 26 letters in Daedric. They're so cool.
I want it myself.
So many people have said that. They're like, these are incredible. They really are. They did such a good job with it. Sorry. A couple people I do know were like, oh man, I'm totally like, I need to be there. I really, really want to win these. And they're like, and if I don't win these, I'm probably going to have to sub Patreon to get these because these are awesome. I was like, yeah, they have some really good incentives over at unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. And also included with that as well, there's a shirt. It says t-shirt, but it actually looks kind of like a long sleeve this year. But I'm going to include that
right
that tier.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. And then at $2,500, because we are getting real up there at this point, like these are some pretty lofty goals if we actually ever get to these type of fundraising numbers. But the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages is doing laser engraved wooden maps of Tamriel.
They are so good.
They are amazing looking. Actually, Dave was showing the preliminaries because they were just getting started when he joined us originally. He was showing the original, like how it was getting engraved. Yep. They were still really early on. Well, they have generously given us one to give away. For these physical things, I confirmed as well, you do not need to be in the United States for these. If you win these, it does not matter where in the world you are. We will find a way to get these to you. So don't feel like your country isn't included. Unofficial Elder Scrolls pages is pretty vast reaching with you know, everything anyways, especially with Patreons and stuff like that. So it's confirmed. We will find a way to send this stuff to you. We will get it to you. So
if I have a calendar and a coin, it can reach to you. I mean,
exactly. So that's just it. So that's the $2,500 tier. If we manage to pull that off, that's our kind of like granddaddy prize. And then the final one is my own personal thing where if by some chance we manage to make it to $3,000 raised, which is like our final goal, I don't know what to do beyond that. Like that's already above and beyond anything I could imagine.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
At worst, we'll just
start giving away stuff.
Painful stuff for ourselves. It's like,
right. It was like, here, here's crown crates and I can't look at the screen when I play or something. But for the final tier, I actually have been planning and I've got it largely designed or whatever, but I still need to find an artist and time to get it done. But I'm getting a sleeve tattoo on my right arm. If we manage to get to 3,000, I'm actually going to include an Elder Scrolls thing into it.
Yes.
Rather large, because I know what it I plan on doing. At least the idea preliminary is since it's going to be almost my entire right arm when I do it. But I actually want to have the Ouroboros go around my forearm because it because of the way, so it would be in the middle of the actual tattoo. So I feel like if we have we've had so many successful years with everybody. I feel like that to me is just like a remembrance of all that is done from everybody in the community, because even though when people get salty and stuff like that, I've just straight up never been involved with something as much as the community around Elder Scrolls in general. Yeah. I met you as well as like a bunch of other people because of this game. So many people have been so helpful with all sorts of different things. The fact that people just enjoy listening to us do this, I had zero podcasting experience before this, and now it's like, okay, now I know all of these extra like things. And I'm glad to have met so many of you. So I feel like for my final checkpoint for this year, this one's a little more for me. It would just be like my final coup de grace of having, you know, that is a permanent reminder on something like that. So that's kind of my personal one. And then obviously throughout the event itself, we'll be doing stuff community wise and all that in ESO. But because of popular demand, I had mentioned to you, I will definitely be playing the classics as well during this event. So there'll be plenty of Daggerfall. Maybe if we get ambitious, we can try one of the other ones out too.
What better way to stay awake than constant pain of classic Elder Scrolls?
That, and the last year there was that, I've got to do the official video for it because I just did it when I played Dawnstar, and I technically beat the game in like 9 minutes, but then I also died. So it's like, it was a confusing mess. So that stuff, you know, we'll figure out along the way, but really hopeful that this event goes well. I hope all of you get to win some fun stuff. And I'm pretty excited for all of this just because Extra Life is something that I feel, you know, is really awesome to those who need it. But it's also a lot of fun to do while we do this. Like, it's nothing about this feels like work. It's like, okay, yeah, we're doing something for a good cause. Also, it's super fun. And actually, you know, maybe along the way, just because I believe it's Slaps who's constantly wanting me to do an arena speed run. Maybe if we decide to start mixing stuff up, he's like, you beat it once, you can beat it again real quick. Maybe we'll boot back up arena. We'll see as we go. We got plenty of options and we got plenty of time that we need to be streaming. So really looking forward to that. And if you get the chance, even if you can't donate financially, because I know that things are, you know, everybody's situation's different. We're not all made of money. That's why we need charity events, because people can't afford this stuff. Obviously donations are awesome. If you can't donate financially, don't worry about it. Come hang out with us. It's fun to have you hang out with us, even if you just got to lurk, even if you just want to have us on in the background, whatever. It helps more than many people oftentimes realize.
And so I have, because I haven't been playing ESO, but I also forgot unsubscribing, I have like 30,000 crowns on PC now. And we'll just sprinkle a whole bunch. This will have to be for PC because they're on PC, but a whole bunch of like crown crate giftaways, because they're not going to be like codes. It's just going to be that.
Yeah. Or we'll just gift you
from
stuff.
The crown store. but yeah, there's going to be, I don't know, I guess up to a 30,000 crowns worth of
so many crowns, dude.
Gifts, because I don't have any use for them. It's just, they just build up.
So yeah, so it's just hanging out with us. We'll do weird stuff like that along the way.
Yeah, And for my part of the stream on Sunday after Lotus wraps up, I haven't fully decided on what to do. I might either play Destiny, because that's what I've been jumping into recently, get back into ESO, or I had the idea of making a game, extra life themed game, live in like 12 hours, sort of like a game jam.
That's kind of a cool idea, personally.
I just need to think of an idea for the game. My current idea is it could be, so I talked to the 3D artist that we have at work and asked if he could make me the wings from the Extra Life logo in 3D and animate them in like as wings.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, yeah, I can do that. So my thinking is find a 3D character, sort of like a nice character, give it wings, and sort of a platformer or flight-based game where you just fly around or, you know, platform around, gather, you know, lives, because extra life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then distribute them rather than lose health. You'll just, like, distribute the lives you get.
I see.
Yeah, so there's not going to be, like...
creative.
Yeah, there's not going to be a fail condition, but you can just do better every time, sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
It's a score condition more.
Yeah,
so
yeah, than, score condition. Yeah, thing. So that's my general idea right now. I might actually attempt doing that after Lotus wraps up, and if I don't finish it, I guess I can just continue it throughout the week or the next week as well. So
sure.
We'll see, but that's the idea right now. I don't know if I'm allowed to do it, but I don't think Extra Life will mind me using wings and stuff from the logo.
I sincerely doubt it, especially when it's raising money for the cause.
Yeah, so
they've been nothing but like super helpful anytime I've ever talked to people from Extra Life. So
yeah, that will probably be in software and game development category on Twitch as well, which I don't think I've ever seen like people do an Extra Life related stuff in there.
That'd be kind of neat then.
So yeah, hopefully like introduce the idea of, I mean, I would guess people are already doing it, but maybe not on Twitch. So maybe the idea of like Extra Life game jams becoming a thing could be nice if the right person sees it. I don't know. With, you know, enough reach and community, that could be a nice thing.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, so I think that's pretty much all there is for this show. We said 20 minutes, it ended up being 40 minutes, yep. Like we tend to do.
We always go double, like whatever the plan is, it's double
it's
that.
True. More proof, Spotify's analytics are apparently on point, it's just always double. But yeah, so I think that's it. You know, super excited for this weekend, and it'll make for great Tales next episode.
Oh yeah,
because man, there will be a lot that has happened, and hopefully we have lots of fun check-in time for the next show.
Yeah. So all of this will be happening where, Lotus?
We will be live kicking off at 6 a.m. Eastern time on my channel, which is Lotus of Doom on Twitch. Super easy to find. We'll be posting links out on Twitter, so you can find us there as happy little reminders as well. But yeah, kicking everything off December 3rd, this coming Saturday from the episode at 6 a.m. Eastern. And basically just going pretty much as long as the two of us can manage. So,
yeah.
Which is usually how we do stuff.
Yeah. And my part will be after Lotus wraps up. My part will be at twitch.tv/ArcaneersQuest, ArcaneersQuest, and then, you know, it's Quest.
Yep. And if you're lurking, we're just going to raid from my channel to his as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah. You will be transferred.
yeah, you'll be. We try to make things as easy as possible for everybody else.
And as usual, for the show itself, you can follow everything we do over at talesofdarmialpodcast.com. There you can find links to all of our social media and content, so you can keep up to date on all the stuff that are upcoming. Be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/UESP if you want to help support the show and earn awesome Elder Scrolls themed rewards that some of them, you know, will be giving away during this Extra Life Marathon. You can also consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify so people know that we are a real podcast, that we say real words, and sometimes it matters. Thank you all so very much for joining us on this episode of Tales of Tamriel, and we will see you all next week. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
When Akatosh slew Lorcan, he ripped his heart right out. He hurled it across Tamriel, and the heart was heard to shout. Red diamond, the heart and soul of men. Red diamond, protect us till the The laughing heart sprayed blood afar, a gout on Seer it fell, and like a dart shot to its mark down in an alien well. Magic effused the Lorcan blood to crystal red and strong, then wild elves cut and polished it down to chimmel at a ball. Red diamond, the heart and soul of men. Red diamond, protect us till the end. When elves lost Nirn to men, Akatosh gave the stone to Saint Elesh in token of her right to sit the throne. Red diamond, the heart and soul of men. Red diamond, protect us till the end. Red diamond, protect us till the end.